This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. News. The headlines first. Government formed task force to probe Dhading bus accident that claimed 19 lives. Birganj curfew relaxed to prohibitory order. Authorities step up measures to ensure peace and stability. Election Commission urges full compliance with code of conduct, warns against using children, teachers and officials in election campaigns. And violence erupts in Mexico after the most wanted drug lord killed. Now, the news in detail. The government has formed a five-member task force to investigate the fatal bus accident in Dhading district that killed 19 people and injured 25 others. The passenger bus was travelling from Pokhara to Kathmandu when it veered off the Prithivi Highway and plunged into Trishuli River at Benighat Dhorang Municipality 5, Baisigaura. According to the Ministry of Home Affairs, there were 44 passengers on board. Home Ministry spokesperson Ananda Kafle said the task force led by a joint secretary has been mandated to investigate the cause of the accident and submit a report. The decision was taken at a meeting chaired by Home Minister Om Prakash Ariyal, attended by senior officials including the Home Secretary, representatives from the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport, security agencies, the Department of Transport Management, the Department of Roads and Transport Workers' representatives. Meanwhile, Home Minister Ariyal visited Nepal National Hospital in Kolanki and the National Trauma Centre in Kathmandu yesterday to inquire about the condition of the injured. The government has stated that both relief efforts and an investigation into the cause of the accident are being treated with urgency. The District Security Committee in Birganj has lifted the curfew imposed in the metropolitan city and replaced it with a prohibitory order. Chief District Officer Bhola Dahal said the curfew enforced at 9:45 yesterday morning was relaxed into a prohibitory order from 4:30 p.m. after an all-party meeting at the District Administration Office in Parsa. The meeting reached a three-point agreement over Sunday's incident in Sripur Birganj 11. The prohibitory order in place until 8 a.m. today bans gathering, processions, demonstrations, meetings and sit-ins within the designated area. The curfew had been imposed after preparations for a protest following a clash in Sripur reportedly triggered by a minor parking dispute. Meanwhile, in Gaur of Rautahat district, a harmony rally was held yesterday morning to promote peace after recent tensions. The march, attended by religious leaders, community representatives, elected officials and security chiefs, passed through the town's main areas. Authorities say security arrangements remain in place in both districts to maintain peace and stability. With 9 days remaining before the House of Representatives election scheduled for March 5, the Election Commission has urged all stakeholders to strictly comply with the Election Code of Conduct. The Commission issued the reminder following the reports of code violations and a growing number of complaints. It stated that the code applies fully to the federal and provincial governments, ministers, local executives and their members as well as employees at all levels. Government and semi-government offices, public institutions, security agencies, constitutional bodies and election officials are also bound by the code. Media institutions and journalists, schools, colleges and universities, teachers and staff, political parties and their organization and their sister organizations, candidates, polling and counting agents, as well as private sector banks, cooperatives, business enterprises and non-governmental organizations are required to adhere strictly to the provisions. The Commission said it is closely monitoring compliance to ensure free, fair and transparent elections. In a separate appeal, the Commission has asked political parties and candidates not to use children in election campaigns. It warned against involving minors in rallies, public meetings, cultural programs or campaign promotions, including carrying flags and election symbols. The Commission said it had received complaints about children being used in campaigns and election-related events being organized near schools during the class hours. The commission has also directed professors, teachers and government officials to refrain from participating in campaign activities, citing the Election Code of Conduct and the Education Act. It stressed the need for neutrality, decorum and legal accountability. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health and Population has requested the commission not to deploy health workers for election duties, stating that they must remain on 24-hour standby to respond to possible emergencies during the election period. Authorities say coordination is ongoing to ensure credible elections while maintaining essential public services. Finance Minister Rameswar Prasad Khanal has stressed the need for coordinated and collaborative efforts among all stakeholders to effectively curb revenue leakage. Addressing a high-level meeting of the Central Revenue Leakage Control Committee at the Nepal Police Headquarters yesterday, Minister Khanal called for the effective implementation of systematic reforms aimed at minimizing revenue leakage and boosting revenue collection, urging all state agencies to carry out their responsibilities within their respective jurisdictions. The meeting also held virtual discussions with police chiefs from all seven provinces and key districts, including Morang, Bara, Chitwan, Banke and Koilali, on measures taken to curb revenue leakage and smuggling activities. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The United Nations Resident Coordinator in Nepal, Leela Peters Yahya, paid a courtesy call on Home Minister Om Prakash Arial yesterday. During the meeting at the Ministry of Home Affairs, Minister Arial thanked the United Nations for its continued support to Nepal and expressed confidence that cooperation between Nepal and the UN would be further strengthened in the coming days. The Home Minister also said the government has stepped up preparations to ensure the March 5 House elections are held in a free and fair manner. On the occasion, Resident Coordinator Yahya discussed strengthening cooperation in areas such as drug control, border security and combating human trafficking, reaffirming the UN's continued support to Nepal. Nepal Police has launched an AI cell to tackle digital threats and disinformation. The newly established AI and Advanced Analytics cell was inaugurated yesterday at the Nepal Police headquarters by Home Minister Om Prakash Arial. According to Nepal Police, the unit has been created to monitor and analyze disinformation circulating on social media platforms and to strengthen surveillance of digital content, particularly in view of emerging security challenges. Police officials said the AI cell will support risk reduction and enhance overall security management through the use of advanced technology. The unit will also analyze data collected from CCTV cameras installed in sensitive and critical areas to help identify trends and respond to potential threats. Authorities expressed confidence that the initiative will help prevent misuse of digital platforms and strengthen public security. Now, on to an international news update. A wave of violence has erupted across Mexico following the death of the country's most wanted drug lord. The cartel leader was killed during a military operation which also left several cartel members and soldiers dead or injured. In retaliation, cartel members launched attacks in multiple states, setting fire to vehicles, shops and banks, and clashing with security forces. Dozens of security personnel and cartel members have reportedly died in the unrest. According to the BBC, authorities declared a state of emergency in affected areas, suspending public transport, cancelling events and classes, and deploying thousands of troops to restore order. Government have issued warnings urging citizens to exercise caution in the most affected regions. The deceased most wanted drug lord ran a major criminal organization responsible for trafficking drugs into the United States, and officials described the operation as one of the most significant steps in the country's ongoing fight against organized crime. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as the Himalayan regions of the remaining provinces today. The remaining hilly regions will likely remain partly cloudy, and the Tarai region will likely remain mainly fair today. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall at few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces today. Likewise, mist is likely during the morning hours in some places of the Tarai region today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of westerly winds across the country at present, and the temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 8 to 10 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 20 and 22 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Government forms task force to probe the Hading bus accident that claimed 19 lives. Birgunj curfew relaxed to prohibitory order. Authorities step up measures to ensure peace and stability. Election Commission urges full compliance with code of conduct. Warns against using children, teachers and officials in election campaigns. And violence erupts in Mexico after the most wanted drug lord killed. That's all for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air, and for detailed and more news, catch us online at radionepalonline.com or our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.